Shut up and sit down.
What's going on, guys? This is the MMA Complex. My name is Josh.
And I'm James.
And we're back. It's the 25th of October. August.
August.
August. Damn, I don't know what August. It's 25th of August. It's a brand new episode. It's a Tuesday evening.
Yeah.
And we are good. Had some Thai food.
Delicious.
Banana Bay, local restaurant over here in Southern California. And it's a tasty, tasty place. So, and then we got some beer, obviously, some Modelo. This is a regular thing. This is what we do.
The official beer of the UFC.
The official beer of the UFC, the official beer of the MMA Complex podcast.
Yeah.
Unofficial.
Beer. Unofficial. I'd be badass if it was official.
Yeah. Right.
Free beer and get paid for it.
Oh, no, everything's good, man. Temperature's gone down. It's not so hot anymore. It's in the, low 90s?
Yeah. I mean, compared to what it was.
Yeah.
I remember this time last week. I felt like I was like being covered with a blanket.
Yeah. It was
bad.
Nasty. Nasty. And the other day was humid and it was hot.
Yeah.
Last time we saw each other.
Yeah, it was horrible. It was bad. You know, usually summers fucking suck here in LA, but this summer hasn't been bad. I think this month has been the worst.
Yeah, this is the first month where it's hot.
Yeah, overall hasn't been bad at all.
No, it's been a really chill.
It's been a really nice summer.
Nice summer, mostly in the 70s, 80s.
And I'm the kind of person that rather be cold than hot, so yeah. I always dread the summer, but it's been really, really good.
Yeah, it's been really good. Today was chill, and just went out.
It's comfortable outside, yeah.
Almost died out in the front yard. Coming up into the house, we're watering the sidewalk area.
Yeah.
It was just, oh man, I almost ate it.
And you have a bad knee, so.
Yeah, a bad knee. It almost made it worse.
Yeah, I'll never forget.
Blew it out again, I don't know, almost.
The year we were going to go to the New Year's party, and your knee locked.
Yeah.
And we were stuck at your house for a couple hours, and we did make it to the countdown.
Yeah.
Did we? No. We were driving, and it hit midnight.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, it was what year was that? 2010? No, 11?
Something like that.
Going into 12, I think. Maybe. Fuck, I don't know.
I don't know.
I think that was it. I think 11 going into 12.
Yeah.
We're hanging out at the house. We're on the kitchen table, and then my knee locked up.
Mm-hmm.
And I already had been having kind of knee issues here and there, and really it's just the muscles in that leg, the left leg right here, were a little bit weak at the time, and I'm getting better now. But man, that was so painful. How long were we there? How long was I in that?
At least 3 hours. Two, three hours.
Was it that long?
Yeah, because it was like 9 or 8 o'clock, no? And we didn't leave till like 11:45 because we missed it. When we were driving to the party, it hit midnight. I said, okay, well, Happy New Year, Josh.
Yeah, it was bad. It was in a bent position just like this.
Yeah.
For 2.5 hours, probably.
At least, yeah. At least? I remember you couldn't get up, and so you sat down.
I was like rocking back and forth.
Yeah.
It was freaking like, I remember like a little movement here and there, and it was like it was painful. It was just like stuck.
But some of those parties are pretty fun.
Yeah, some of those parties are cool. That party in particular was actually pretty cool.
Yeah. I think I do remember.
It was just a house party, but it was, good times.
Remember that mansion house party you went to? They had like an empty pool.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
And then that one party. That?
Up in Whittier?
Up in Whittier, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we went to another party, remember, with Steve? And then I just remember going to, get tacos at some place, like a taco truck.
Uh-huh.
They went to a party, and I remember it was a two-story house. And me and you went upstairs, and we were trying to get into the rooms to try to, see what they have. I do remember dancing with some hot, no, she wasn't hot, but she was a cute chick. I remember dancing with this chick downstairs. But I do remember... We went upstairs. We went to one of the rooms to try to see what they have.
To go and steal something. Huh?
Yeah. You probably remember how it was like.
I don't remember.
Yeah. I do remember Steve was there.
Steve.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe he'll remember. No, I doubt he'll remember.
But I do.
Some of those house parties are cool.
Yeah. That party. Yeah. That party always sticks in my mind. I don't know. I don't know why.
And where was that when? In LA?
That was in LA, yeah. I remember it was like a, yeah, it was a two-story house.
Damn, dude.
I guess because I dance with like more than one hot chick, so that's probably why it stands out in my mind. I didn't get anything out of it, but
I just remember we were going out a lot, and we were going to like house parties and bars.
Yeah.
With the Whittier crew, like all the hipsters and all the
rockabilly
people.
And, oh yeah.
And
those are kind of fun. Huh? Like,
those are fun,
especially like the gigs at the tattoo shop.
Yeah. And even some of their houses, like some of the house parties that we go to, because we were pretty much cool with everybody.
Yeah, it's crazy because I forget all of these things like until it gets brought up. I go, fuck, I did that. I did do that.
Yeah.
That was fun.
We were outsiders, but in the crew.
Yeah.
Like everybody was cool with us. We even went to a fight where we were with Johnny and them. We went to like.
Oh, yeah.
The weigh-ins. I think we went to the weigh-in one time.
Because I remember when Johnny was like, I think he stole. He's still like
Shogun Brandon Vera, or was that?
That was Shogun Brandon Vera, yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember Johnny and his buddy went to get beer, and they were stealing it, remember?
Yeah, because the concession stand was like
unlocked.
Yeah. It was closed in that area, but it still had full stock beer and everything. Yeah. So they would, I remember that.
Maybe those art show parties that with the other one.
Yeah, those are cool.
Yeah, free wine?
Yeah. We used to go, the girl I was dating, yeah.
Yeah. It's a fun time.
Her whole crew was art. They're all artsy. Her cousins were pretty legit artists.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had a lot of cool, really cool, like, downtown LA type of, like, artsy scene parties. Those are cool.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a trip.
Gallery parties. Those are really cool.
Yeah.
I don't remember that two-story house, though.
Yeah. That party always sticks out.
I vaguely remember going upstairs and looking for... Just roaming around and seeing what we could find up there, but I don't remember the house and where it was at all that.
I just knew it was really dark inside.
Yeah,
and I just remember dancing with a couple of chicks.
That New Year's party was cool. How did we know somebody there? I don't remember.
Did I know somebody there? I don't remember how we got invited.
I don't remember how we got invited.
Was it Stephanie? Big Tit Stephanie? Maybe I don't know. The girl with the tattoo, the one that kind of co-owned the shirt company, Helen Highwater.
Damn, I forgot about her. Huh?
Yeah, she was good, man.
Yeah, she was
good.
Yeah, she. Oh, do you?
She had implants.
You don't have Facebook anymore, do you?
No, I have nothing anymore.
You remember her name?
I got banned.
Damn, I remember. I forgot. Completely forgot about that one.
Yeah, no, she was good.
Yeah. Dude,
and her friend with the, remember she had like an Alice in Wonderland tattoo? She had like purple hair. Oh, God, that chick was my favorite.
Oh, damn, we have to go on Facebook, do a little
We need to.
I completely forgot about.
Yeah, dude.
I wonder if she's still friends with some of those people. Because I have some of those people on Facebook.
Yeah, maybe.
Hmm.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah, we're being very vague for the listeners right now, but.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Reminiscing.
We're reminiscing, but I don't want to like. We're not like hashing out details. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like,
it was, I mean, happened years ago. Probably me too. Some girls.
2011-ish, 2012-ish.
Yeah. I think another part that stands out is when we got invited to the MMA like kind of party. When they invited us to that barbecue, and we kind of snuck in.
Yeah.
We snuck into that one party.
Yeah. So we went to a company party. It was like a website sports company party by a mutual friend of ours.
Yeah.
And then we went from there, which was cool, company party, to...
Yeah, free tacos and beer.
Went with some people from that party over to some... Roaming around the streets and to some local house party. It was just like
around the corner. I think we kind of left the people... And me and you went on our own.
Oh, we did, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, they were going to a bar, huh?
Yeah.
And we took off. Our own.
And then we went to some like...
We went to some random house party.
We just walked in. Remember, like, we smoked weed with those chicks in the van?
Yeah. That's right.
Oh, they were hot.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Like, our plan was just to take advantage, full advantage of them. Totally me too.
Full advantage of the situation. But wasn't there a guy there?
I think
there was a guy there.
Okay.
There was two girls, and then there was a guy.
Like a van, right? You were smoking pot in the van?
Yeah.
That was crazy, though.
Yeah, we went to the house party, and then smoked. Yeah, went smoking with the... Damn, they were hot.
All those girls at that party were hot.
All of them. Majority of them.
Yeah. They're fun times, man.
Yeah.
They're so much fun. Like, I remember having a blast. Like, all those parties were awesome. We did some partying in our days.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. There's some good ones afterwards, too. There's some, like, throughout the years, there's been here and there. It's been good ones. Damn. Yeah, those are crazy times.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I would love to go back and do it again.
Yeah. I think, I mean, I'm content with I'm happy with how a lot of them turned out. Like, nothing turned out bad or anything like that, but it's like,
they're fun.
Yeah. I wonder how I would, if you were to go back to the time when we were hitting up the bar scene over here in Whittier area, our local town. Area, in this area, there's nothing but a lot of hipsters and a lot of rockabilly and a lot of like young kids. This is like the early, I mean, we were fairly young, but we weren't that young.
Yeah, we're kind of, outsiders.
This is almost 10 years, more than 10 years ago, almost 10 years ago. So yeah.
We're the oldest kids in the crowd, for sure. I mean, I was.
Because I was in my mid-20s, you were like just hitting 20s. Your late 20s.
Early 30s.
Yeah, you're hitting, you're about to hit 30-ish, you know. And then everybody else was like my age, which was around or 25 younger.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was like the rise, the beginning of the rise of the hipsters.
Yeah, that was the rise of the hipster kind of movement, mm-hmm. this whole like.
Yeah.
But they kind of changed culture in a lot of ways. I mean, if you think about it, because everybody's eating
healthy.
A lot of the grass fed.
I'm one of them, man.
Yeah. We used to knock that kind of like.
All the time.
Remember
Lance?
Lance, you remember Lance? Yeah, which Lance is a cool, fun. He's a cool guy, but he is like
he's quirky.
He was an outsider that really wanted to be in the inside, that culture.
He's like one of those kids that hung out by himself, probably, and played cards by himself. And if he found a group of guys,
but he really wanted to be like us. We were content with being on the outside, but we just wanted to have fun here and there.
Yeah,
he
wanted to be accepted by the group.
He wanted to be in the group.
Yeah.
But the whole scene, was like just hipsters and rockabillies and rockers. But that was the start of the hipster movement. Craft beers, grass-fed beef, and free-range eggs and all that shit.
Pretty much butter and eat chippies.
Almond milk type of stuff. That was like the start of it.
Yeah.
And I felt like we saw that. We were at that time, we were there to like really see the change.
Yeah, because before we just drink shitty beer. And I remember like at Phoenix, right? That's what's called Phoenix. It was the first time I ever heard of like blueberry beer or an upscale beer.
Really, when craft beer really took hold was around that time. And this obscure flavored beers and fruit beer.
I didn't know that ever existed.
Yeah, and then that place was cool. The owner was cool.
Kyle, right?
Yeah, Kyle unfortunately passed away from cancer. Two hot daughters, gorgeous fucking daughters. But really, really cool guy.
Yeah,
super nice guy. Even when we see him on the street, he would like say what's up.
And yeah,
really cool. Guy.
Like he would let us drink there for free.
Yeah, and then that place was chill because they had the bar, had all this young hipster rocker type crowd, and then they had bands every weekend.
Local bands. Yeah,
local bands every.
That's
weekend.
That's how we went.
Mm-hmm. That's how we went. Yeah, and that scene was cool, and we were more of the rocker type, and the dominant culture there was hipster.
Yeah.
And it was like
a different type of rock.
Yeah, it was different. Yeah. It was more indie, obviously the indie type of rock.
Yeah. Really. Yeah.
The girls only wanted to really.
Girls are hot.
Girls are so hot.
That's why I see it around.
Oh man, that was the same. And they, this is like, I mean, quality. Right?
Yeah.
Whittier produced some
quality. Quality, yeah. American Pie girl, she's let me do other shit to her.
Yeah. Quality shit.
Quality.
On a regular basis, it's like.
That's why I went.
It was just cool, man. We was like, I smoke cigarettes or like piss in the
house. Yeah.
But I think we at least took a leak here and there on the street.
And we went to some house parties.
House parties.
Like around the area.
Yeah.
That was so much fun.
Yeah, so much fun. I remember I was talking. I was who was that? I remember I was talking to a girl.
Oh, and I like take one for the team with the, like with their big friend. Her?
No, was it that one? No, it wasn't that one.
The one that worked at
Denny's
at the pizza place. They gave it right to. At the one that you know that pizza place that Shaq owns. Chicken owns what's it called? It's still there.
The brick one?
No, it's a franchise.
Papa John's?
Yeah. She's working at Papa John's. Where used to give her
the redhead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, is that with her?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. But that one was bomb. That was like.
Oh, yeah, she was good. There's so much to choose from.
No, there was one time. This is a story. It's a random story, but I remember there was a. It might have been one of the nights I was there by myself. I don't remember. No. There was. Yeah, it might have been. And then I was one of my high school people that I knew was there, and then her friend was hot, and then a cook, this black dude, from the neighboring, like, from that restaurant, I don't know what pizza place, it might have been a pizza place, I don't know, something like that, and then he had the keys to the restaurant that's next to the tattoo shop, at the end of the block right there, at the end of that little block, at the corner, it's like a dance hall type of thing.
Okay, yeah.
He had the key.
Kind of by the hookah bar?
Yeah, he had the keys to it. And he turned on the stereo, and everybody just hung out, and he cooked. Alcohol, like it was chill, man. I remember, like, I was drunk as fuck. I remember, almost ate. I fell in the street almost. Like, it was just like, this is a lot of good times. I don't know. It's just like a lot of cool times, man.
Even the house parties that we went with your brother and stuff, the Halloween parties we went to.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And even at the tattoo shop, we used to hang out at the tattoo shop a lot.
Yeah, we still have relationships with some of the guys.
Yeah, and then we still have good relationship with some of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And
there was a tattoo by one of them. So
yeah, and it was at Riesling. Yeah. And it was just a cool vibe. Just go there and just go to the back and watch Netflix, which was barely kind of kicking off around that time.
Yeah,
remember?
That's right. Yeah, we'd go in the back.
Yeah, we'd go in the back.
Like, no permission needed. We're like, say what's up to
everybody.
Get food.
Renee, who was I miss Renee, man.
He was cool. He was always so cool. Welcoming. And
yeah, always welcoming. I always felt more comfortable being there when he was there.
Yeah, because he was always, he was Patty's brother.
Yeah, so he, yeah.
Yeah, he died. That's
died of cancer.
It's,
huh?
It's crazy because I had talked to him like a few weeks before he died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember I went to go see him at his house one time, remember his apartment?
Oh, yeah, for the X-Men comics?
Every time I passed by there, I was like, think of him. Because he lives right there. It's right off one of the main. Because
he gave some of the X-Men comics, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, remember, yeah. Good times. Yeah. He was cool, man. I always like always wanted him to make sure he was there a lot of time because I always felt more comfortable when he was there. Because we were cool with everybody. We could have easily walked in.
Yeah, but he made his way to talk to us and make us feel comfortable.
Because everybody there was either working or they were like, you know, they're just moving around and walking and hanging out, and they were like friends of them, and we were cool with the people there. But when Renee was there, he made it a point to
make us feel welcome,
make us feel welcome, and hang out with us and like kick it with us while we were there. Whereas other people were just didn't mind us being there, but were hanging out with themselves almost in a way, and we're just mingling.
Because like we were in the Halloween party we went to when the shop next door, remember Manny and his daughter Amelia?
Yeah.
That's another good one.
That's another good one.
Actually, I hooked up with her sister.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
She has kids now, no?
Allie, is that her name?
Does she have kids?
Yeah,
Amelia.
That's all right. You got it.
That's all right. But the shop was cool when they used to have concerts. Or they have
little gigs. Yeah, that was fun. That was so much fun. So much ass and so much beer.
That was the more rockabilly scene.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't feel like so much outsiders in that scene.
No. compared to the free beer. We'd go to the back and get it. It's like ice chest. Anything you want to get.
Something out of the ice chest.
Yeah. And walk around. There's fucking girls everywhere.
Yeah. Whew. And if you guys don't know, the where we live, it's Whittier, California, which is just outside of the downtown area. LA County. It's still LA County. But it's college.
About 30 minutes, east of downtown LA.
Yeah. And depending on how traffic is, probably even maybe 15, 20?
Yeah.
20 minutes, maybe? To get to the center of downtown.
Yeah.
Staples Center. Let's say going to Staples Center from here to Staples Center, 15, 20 minutes, no traffic.
Tops, yeah.
I say 20 minutes more. But it's a college town. Whittier College is like a private college. Richard Nixon went there. Didn't Nixon go there? Brendan Schaub went there. I think he's talked about it on his podcast having gone there. This is a college town, and it very much felt like a college town. And where we were partying and did a lot of our activity was around that scene. Mm. Remember those girls that we went and hung out with?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. We went to the dorms.
Yeah, we went to the dorms.
Yeah. I was thinking about that all the time.
Man, I wish that. If any of them could have turned out differently, I wish that one would have turned out differently.
Yeah.
Because mainly we just hung out with them.
Yeah.
But that would have been cool.
That's all right, boy. That blonde chick.
But it was cool. It was cool to be in that, like, the dorms and to really get to
see that. Do that shit. Yeah. I can't really, we got invited to the dorms.
Yeah.
And we hung out with, fucking guys, fucking beautiful girls.
Yeah. And just the vibe of the town when it was, like, at its peak, it's not like that anymore. There's not a local spot where everybody hangs out youngish age, 25-ish, 21.
It's a complete different town.
It's more
family now. I'd say
it is.
I see all these families walking around up and down the street.
It's more family. A lot of restaurants.
Because we had friends at that bookstore. We go down in the basement and the bookstore. Comics. Rose, right?
At the bookstore.
Yeah,
that's where we. Would come up on comics. You always give us discounts, and I came up on some gems over there.
That was fun too.
That was all the time. Yeah, that's good.
Some of the girls that were through the bad bookstore.
God. Oh my god, dude. And I think I told you this already. Remember the big band, the local band.
Oh yeah, with the singer.
Yeah, I saw him. I told you I saw him recently.
Yeah, cut my hair. Right?
My haircut.
Yeah,
he walked in with. The hottest girl I have seen in a long time. No makeup, tall, blonde, 70s styled, like a Farrah Fawcett. Just thick. And, just like, how? Still, till this day, how is he doing?
Because he's the front man of a popular band.
And I asked my barber, I'm like, what is he doing now? Because I hadn't seen him for a long time. And he's like, oh, he works at a butcher shop. But the band's still kind of touring local scenes in here.
There you go.
But I'm like, damn, still pulling that. Huh? And he looked the same. He looked the same.
Or even like the seller.
Seller's cool still. Yeah. But everything's shut down. Yeah, everything's shut down now. But yeah, it's a college town. It's the scene. It's still there. It's still cool. It's different. It's more family oriented now. But it used to be really, really cool back in the day. 10 years-ish ago.
Yeah. It's cool, man. I'm glad I got experience all that because some good memories. A lot of shit that we just talked about, I forgot a lot until I brought up.
Let's talk about some fights.
Yeah.
So, in terms of fights, which this is an MMA show, so let's get to some fights. Mm-hmm. Last weekend was pretty entertaining. You had Bellator having their event. Unfortunately for Ryan Bader, loses his title. He loses his light heavyweight title to Volkov. Is it Volkov? Yeah, Volkov.
Mm-hmm.
What a weekend! I thought all the fights were good. I caught most of Bellator. Paramount Network is not easy.
No,
to get man.
I can't watch Bellator.
I tried to get the app on the TV. Was not easy. I couldn't go to the other TV and try to get it there. Maybe on my Xbox. I'll try again there, but it was super difficult, and then so I just kind of gave up and caught a stream, and then obviously the prelims, we watched a little bit of those, but not too much. But yeah, man, it was a good weekend overall for fights. Bellator had their event. I think as far as Bellator is concerned, I'm sure they would have wanted Bryant Bader to keep the title, especially because he has a name value. But
he had the title for a very long time.
Yeah, and he's obviously still the heavyweight champ too. And I don't know, it's got to hurt your confidence in some ways to like know that you actually lost your title in the lower weight class.
But yeah, you're the champion of the higher weight class.
And usually it's the other way around. The bigger guys are usually always able to dominate the smaller guys. But I guess when it's that close in weight, where you're going to have, I think Bader came in around the 230 range. But I think it was Vadim. I'm trying to get this guy's name. Let me see. Hold on.
I don't know. I feel like Bellator should do things differently.
How so?
I don't like the heavyweight championship is like it's they have one, but do they really have a division for it?
I know, and I don't know if I know Verdum's out there testing the waters for free agency. So one championship's calling to him. He can make some waves over in one championship and get a title and fight for them. Or if I was him, I'll do Bellator. I think there's a few heavyweights with some big names. You could get a rematch with a Fedor. You go Mitrione. You could go Bader.
Yeah.
There's some guys over there with some name value that you can have four or five fights and finish out your career as a champ, get paid, mm-hmm. and stay in the States. You know.
I felt like Bellator has lost its steam a lot since the whole pandemic. They haven't like really been up in their game.
Yeah. It's difficult, and I'm glad to see that they're at least putting on events.
Yeah.
As far as the UFC is concerned and who has more momentum, the UFC by far has way more momentum. But Vadim Nemkov landing a sick right head kick as Bader was circling to right into that kick. And just like, I'm surprised he didn't go out cold with that headshot because they landed it clean and right in the back of the head. But held on, fought, tried to rally back, but really couldn't. Vadim was all over him and got the title. And Vadim's big, solid, muscle-bound dude.
Mm.
I don't know what kind of testing they're doing because, you know, he's got some pretty defined shoulders and, I mean,
I wouldn't count it out if he's doing something.
And he's Russian. Mm. I mean, I'm not calling the guy, like, a cheat is nothing. He's not been popped for anything, but he's got a physique on him and he's coming from Russia. They know how to do it. You know what I'm saying? So Bellator had their event. Overall the card was okay. You know, you had some decent people on there. You had Roy Nelson losing, Modevsky winning, John Salter winning.
He's still fighting.
Yeah. Julia Budd in the co-main event picking up a win after her loss to Cyborg. And then you had Roy Nelson, I think. I don't know what kind of losing streak he's on. He's not on a good one, for sure. But he's not getting knocked out cold. He's just getting outclassed, outworked at this age.
The thing with Roy Nelson, he's never evolved as a fighter. He's the same Roy Nelson that we saw 10 years ago.
He's 44.
Why is he still fighting?
And look at his record lately. Has not been good, man. It's let's see. It's going back to 2013. He's won 1, 2, 3, 4 fights. Going all the way back to 2013, he's lost four fights. He's won only four fights.
And what's the trigger now for his losing streak?
He's five losses in a row. So he had five losses in a row, win one. Then he lost to Alexander Volkov. And then beat Antonio Silva. And then loses Derek Lewis, defeats Jared Rolshaw, loses the Barnett, loses the Overeem, loses the Mark Hunt, beats Nogueira, loses the Cormier, loses the Stipe. And this is back in 2013 when he started his real big losing streak. And lost five in a row. And he's lost, I don't know how many, I don't know how many fights that is out of the count, but.
What's his overall record?
23-19. And most of those 19 losses have been fairly recent, at least a good 10 of them.
Yeah, well, I keep fighting it. Just
paycheck. I mean, he's 44. Well, I don't know. Why keep him still on the roster? That's a big thing. It's like, he's 44 years old. He's lost five in a row. He's only won like maybe three or four out of his last like 14 fights, 13 fights. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like, why keep him on the roster? He's a name recognition. That's got to be it. That's it. I don't know what kind of paychecks he's getting.
I release him.
Why
keep him on payroll?
And he can't be that affordable. I mean, he's not that cheap.
No.
You know? So. But I guess, I don't know. I don't get the logic. Five in a row. I didn't see anybody asking Scott Coker why keep him still on the roster after five in a row.
Especially if you're paying money, like a big money for him.
Yeah. He's not cheap. So Julia Budd, though, picking up a win.
Good.
She's built, man. She's like freaking.
Mm-hmm.
Alife had a fight, one championship of fight last weekend. Yeah, the Contender Series, and then you had this past weekend.
There's one tonight.
So one tonight, Contender tonight, Series. Yeah. Yes, Contender Series. Yeah. But yeah, ESPN 15 Munoz versus Edgar was last Saturday. Overall, the card was good. I decent fights. None of them blew me away.
They were entertaining.
They're entertaining. But you got to go with the main event. So, Frankie Edgar defeats Pedro Munoz by split decision. Mm-hmm. Did you agree with the decision?
I did. I think Frankie Edgar, did what Frankie Edgar always does. He lay on his feet, avoided big power shots, and hit. Not with so much with power, but with volume.
Yeah, and I agree. I think he. He got hit with some big shots, but for the most part was able to avoid them as best as he could, and majority of them, and landed, I think, more combinations and was in and out throughout the fight.
Yeah, he was the aggressor in that fight.
Yeah, he was the aggressor. He had the better footwork. He outpointed him. I felt he outpointed him. I thought it was close. Especially due to damage, because Munoz was getting a lot of those leg kicks. He was landing a lot of them, and a lot of his shots were landing.
But Frankie Edgar is
damage.
Frankie Edgar is a lot like Nate Diaz. He cuts cut easily. He has a lot of scar tissue.
Yeah.
So he may get.
He may have looked worse.
Yeah, he looked worse than he really was hurt.
But I felt like going to the decision. I thought it was close, but I was leaning more towards Frankie. Yeah. And I think for people who said it was a robbery, even Munoz is kind of disputing the whole decision.
I mean, I've seen way worse calls.
Yeah. He was by far not as active as Frankie and didn't land as much.
I actually agree with the call.
Yeah, I agreed with it. I thought it was close, but Frankie definitely won. So Frankie.
Kudos to Frankie.
Yeah, because we counted him out.
Yeah, so did a lot of people.
You know, and a lot of other people did, because Munoz is no joke. He's number five in the division. I don't know where that puts Frankie and what that really gets him. I wouldn't mind Frankie Dominic Cruz. I wouldn't mind Frankie. Who else is in that division?
Sainz?
No, Frankie Sainz is not really. He's not doing too good right now.
Let's see who.
Cody.
That's an interesting fight.
Yeah. Either Cody. You have Cody Stemmen and you have Cody Garbrandt. But I think I like the Cruz fight, Frankie and Cruz. That's a good one. I think Frankie
two veterans,
three weight class victories. You know, very short list that can say they've done that. I think Kenny Florian maybe
135, 145, 155.
Yeah, high level and all. And at this point in his career, at his age, who he's 38, and I mean
this is his last tour, man. His last.
I remember Frankie.
I remember ordering
his debut.
I remember ordering I think it was like Sean Sherk versus.
It was a pen, no?
It was a pen, and then Silva versus Marquardt.
Yeah, and I think it was Frankie and Tyson Griffin.
Yeah, on the prelims.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I think they were both their debuts.
And I ordered that fight because I was a Silva fan.
That was probably one of my favorite fights on the card.
Yeah, I remember the poster was yellow and black.
Yeah. That was Frankie. He's always been that guy.
Fuck, we've seen his whole career.
We've seen his entire career.
Fuck. That's so fucked up in so many ways. Right?
That's so fucked up. We've seen this guy's entire career. He's going to retire soon. Frankie Edgar's. I can't. It's fucked up.
Yeah, it is fucked up. First, we were reminiscing about all the parties we had and all this.
Yeah, now wow. We realize how old we are and how long it's been, how long we've been covering this and following this fight game. And
maybe the average lifespan in the human is like, what, 80 years old or something? Around 80?
In the U.S., 80, so 80 something, 70 something, right? 80, yeah.
Which means I'll be 40 in March. At least 40 years left in this fucking earth, I'm gonna fucking die.
If you're lucky.
Yeah.
If we're all lucky.
Yeah.
I mean, you never know. Like.
Yeah, I know you're right.
At least get to like a decent age.
Yeah, and I'll be gone forever. Fuck, I fucked up. God damn it.
Yeah. But I mean, just to think that we there's certain guys like this who, and I can't think of some names, but. There's been multiple times already where certain guys have been retiring, and we've seen
their career
at least
unfold.
Either we've known each other during that time, or we've just been watching them on our.
Machida's another one.
Machida's another one. Yeah, Junior Dos Santos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kane.
You can even go further back where
DC.
Yeah, DC. We've seen.
I've seen
DC's entire career.
Yeah, I seen DC in the not the Strike big Force. Show, Strike Force. Yeah, the superstar show, or whatever. Yeah.
But even like, I mean, even go with some of the Pride guys.
Oh, Ronda.
Ronda, saw her entire career. We've gotten a chance to actually be at some of the highlights of her career.
Mm-hmm.
And even guys after like Uriah Faber retired, pretty much. Yeah. Like, I mean, I've seen that guy's majority of that guy's career. I mean, even when I was younger, like high school, even maybe around high school age, end of high school, I was watching a lot of these or trying to watch them or finding them on YouTube and stuff like that. And a lot of these guys they're retired, long retired, some of them. It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, earlier we were talking about like seeing the beginning of craft beer or whatever. Like, yeah. This whole women's evolution in MMA.
Yeah.
I mean, we fucking went to the first women's fight in the UFC. That's pretty incredible to say.
Yeah.
And we were there in history.
And we were, not just we were there too, especially that fight, but.
We hung out with all the girls.
Watching it and getting together to watch some of Ronda's fights, Gina Carano's fights. Like, just watching a lot of those.
A lot of the Ronda fights we've seen live.
And enjoying them, too. Like, you know, before it got accepted in the MMA world. You know what I mean? As a legitimate, you know, division, I guess. You know?
I'll never forget when, at the Staples Center, when Ronda went to the weigh-ins for, I think, Shogun. And remember, she got security close to Zoner because she thought she was a fan, but she was a Strike Force champion.
Yeah,
We were there.
We were there. And I'm
no one knew who the fuck she was.
Yeah, I don't know if we told this story before, but I think we were... What were we doing? Were we just in the wrong place? Or no, were we trying to get in?
I think we're already... Well, obviously, we're already in the arena.
Yeah, we were in the arena.
Because we were going to the weigh-ins.
Yeah.
Ronda was right behind us, and she walked... I mean, she tried to get in, but they closed.
We knew who she was. We said hi to her, and like...
Something happened, because it has to be like a...
Took a picture... I remember that we had pictures with her and everything. Something happened to where
security
didn't let her in. I think she was already kind of making her name in Strikeforce at this time.
She had just defended her belt against Alex Davis.
Yeah. She's champion of Strikeforce already. She has just started getting some name recognition. And then.
But only to the hardcore fans.
Only to the hardcore fans. And so the guys at Staples Center, the security at Staples Center didn't know who she was and they wouldn't let her into the building.
Yeah. Yeah. And we told this guy, dude, that's a Strike Force champion.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And then she was cool. This is his. Strike Force Ronda.
Yeah, before anybody knew she was.
She just got the title.
Her first, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I remember being in the elevator with Ronda and Machida, remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, I remember looked at you. Or who was it? Who was else in there? Was it just Ronda and Machida?
I think so. I mean, I feel like it was Forrest. No, Forrest Griffin. No.
There had to be one more. Wasn't Bruce Buffer?
There was three people in there.
Well, I think Frank Trigg and Bruce Buffer had a fight.
Was it Shogun?
No, it wasn't Shogun. It was definitely Machida, definitely Ronda. Ronda had a friend there.
Zanzai?
Was it Marina?
Marina,
her friend Marina was in there.
Yeah.
Damn, somebody was in there. Somebody else was in there.
Even Shayna Baszler that we hung out with. It's crazy.
Yeah, remember we're in the whole,
we have stories upon stories about our MMA. Stories.
Yeah.
People we hung out with over the years.
Stories upon stories.
Yeah, so much fucking memories.
Damn, dude. Yeah. Back to Frankie Edgar, though. he's getting into that age where this is his final run, yeah. I think, in any division. Yeah. And maybe you got a title shot, maybe you won't. But the guy's 38, going on, 40 by the time he's going to probably retire. And it's he's come a long way, and he hasn't slowed down. He's had some hiccups here and there, some bad spots. But only as of recently, and then even his title losses, they were disappointing, I'm sure, to him. But, he still was Frankie. Always been Frankie. And, I mean, here has not skipped a beat. He looked good. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with him. And in this division, there's some fun matchups for him to go out on. This weekend, you have, obviously, Dana White's Contender Series. You have Titan FC, LFA, KSW, and you have UFC on ESPN 16, Smith versus Ratchik. This is most likely going to be a number one contender spot fight. This is this person is going to fight Dominic Cruz. Dominic Reyes and who the fuck is fighting? Who's he fighting?
It's not OSP, but it's I don't know.
Damn, who's he fighting? I don't remember. Okay, but yeah, so this is going to be that kind of fight, number one contender fight. So. Let's see here. You have Alexa Grasso on the card. You have Ricardo Lamas on the card. You have Zach Cummings on the undercard. Alex Caceres on the undercard. Pollyanna Viana on the undercard. Emily Whitmire. It's a decent, fun, under-the-radar type of card. Mm. Neil Magny, Robbie Lawler. I completely forgot about it. In your co-main event. Blachowicz.
Oh.
Dominic Reyes versus Blachowicz. This main event is going to probably fight the winner of that.
Right, I agree, yeah.
So, Robbie Lawler, Neil Magny. Who do you have?
I got Robbie Lawler.
I got Robbie Lawler, too.
Yeah.
I think at
this, I haven't seen Neil Magny fight in a long time. It seems like it's been forever.
Yeah, and he's good. He's well-rounded. He's always been good. I mean, I think his last fight, he had a victory. Mm. I've never seen it. Robbie Lawler has been up and down since losing his title.
Yeah.
He had that little thing with Ben Askren.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm rooting for Robbie in this one.
Yeah, me too.
I want to see him kind of come back to mm-hmm. his form. I don't think he's lost it.
No, me either.
Anthony Smith versus Alexander Ratchik. It's going to be interesting. Ratchik's no joke.
Or Ratchik.
Yeah, I think so too. Mm-hmm. I think the accuracy and the aggression of this guy,
mm-hmm.
And Anthony Smith likes to get hit, and so. But Anthony Smith's tough. He's hard to put away. He's got volume.
Mm-hmm.
He's an intelligent guy. Yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see. Yeah. It's gonna be interesting to see. It's gonna be a fun main event.
Yeah.
And that's our show. Trip down memory lane, man.
Yeah. Dream show.
And yeah, yeah. All right. We'll catch you guys all next week. Go follow us on social, Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff. Make sure you guys comment, subscribe. We'll catch you guys all next week.
Enjoy the fights, guys.